So in 1987, I was 8 years old, and I was living in Soviet Union-occupied Berlin, Germany. And I was an army brat. My dad had been stationed in Berlin, Germany. And it was pretty awesome. I loved Berlin, and I felt like pretty much I had a pretty cool and very normal childhood. I had friends, and we loved music and our boombox. We loved MTV, and we loved Prince and Madonna. And we used to hang out a lot and have adventures in the Grunewald. And the Grunewald was a forest behind our house. And the only thing was is that something that was not normal was the wall. And the wall was actually a short walk from my house through the Grunewald, and you could actually touch it. The wall, or the Iron Curtain, as it was known, was a tall, concrete, cold, intimidating structure that went for miles in each direction. And about every 200 yards, you could see a watchtower with an East German guard carrying an AK-47. And so the wall was like a constant reminder that there were people living in the world who were oppressed and who didn't have the same freedoms that I took for granted every day. And so we learned in school about the wall and about the East Berliners. And we learned that every once in a while, they used to try to escape East Berlin. They used to try to dig tunnels under the wall. They actually tried to build little helicopters to go over the wall. And I was so saddened to know that a lot of times their escape attempts were unsuccessful. A lot of times they were shot and killed. And this really bothered me, and I really worried about it. And so I talked to my dad, and I said, "Dad, do you ever think that the wall will come down in my lifetime? I mean, what about all those people on the other side of the wall?" And my dad said, "Well, that's why we're here. All my army buddies and our soldiers were here to fight for freedom and to take care of the wall. And hopefully one day that wall will come down." But still, I obsessed. I thought a lot about those people on the other side of the wall. And my mom was a tour guide, so she actually, on a regular basis, would take Americans over to East Berlin and would give them tours. And so one day I begged her, "Please, please, please," on the verge of a tantrum, "could you please take me with you on the tour of East Berlin?" Unbeknownst to me at the time, it was supposed to take about 3 days and the permission of the general to get permission to go to the east. But what the heck? My mom decided, "Yeah, I'll take my daughter over this morning." So we go over, and I'm with these American officers' wives, and we're going across the wall through Checkpoint Charlie, through no man's land, and I will never forget the time we actually crossed into East Berlin. It was like stepping into a black and white movie. It was devoid of color. It was cold and grim. And about that time, I think the mark was about 16 marks to a dollar. So it was good shopping. So a lot of the wives would go there and buy cheap toys and feather deckers, or what we know as comforters. And we actually had a really lovely day. We went shopping, and at lunchtime we had goulash, and pretty much splendid, until we had to go home. So we all got on the bus, and my mom said to me, "I think that maybe you should probably sit in the back of the bus with these big pile of comforters." So I said, "Okay, sure." So I sit in the back of the bus, and all of a sudden, the East German soldiers come on the bus, and they quickly realize that I don't have the proper paperwork. So they snatch me up by my wrist, and they pull me out of the bus. And I'm crying, and of course, I'm terrified. And I'm crying, and I'm, like, wondering about my mom, and they take me into the Checkpoint Charlie, and they sit me down at this table, and I'm crying, and I can see my mom through the glass. I can see her, and these East German soldiers are yelling at her in German, but she's really calm, and usually she freaks out about everything. So I'm thinking, like, okay, it's pretty cool. Like, so maybe she knows something that I don't know. So I tried to remain calm, and I sat there. And after what seemed like, God, like a year, they finally took me back on the bus, and they let us all go home. So I asked the bus driver and my mom, I said, what changed their minds? Why did they let me get on the bus and go home? And the bus driver said, "Well, you were just traded for a stack of Playboys and 2 cartons of cigarettes." It's really good to know your value. I know my mom's gonna really hate that I told this story. So anyway, so that actual experience even made me grow even more worried, and I worried even more about the corruption and the people on the other side of the wall. And then something amazing happened. In 1989, U.S. President Ronald Reagan came to visit Berlin, and it was wild. My family, we actually went to Brandenburg Gate, and we saw Ronald Reagan with confidence and defiance say to Gorbachev, "Tear down this wall." And it was awesome because there were Germans and French and American and British people there. And we were all waving our flags and we were screaming, "Tear down the wall, tear down the wall." And then in all the hustle and bustle, some officials took me and my little brother up and they took us over to the side and of the stage. And President Reagan was standing there talking. And after he was finished, he walked down the steps and he shook our hands. And he smiled at us. Say what you will about Ronnie, but I was 8 years old and I was enamored. So he smiles at us and I'm elated and I'm full of pride and patriotism. And I'm like, Ronnie, that President Reagan, he cares about those people on the other side of the wall. Something is going to happen. So at the end of the summer of 1989, my father came to me and he said, "We're going to move back to the United States." And I was like, whoa. I mean, I'm really excited to go home. But Dad, who's going to take care of the people on the other side of the wall? Who's going to fight for people's freedom? Who's going to watch for the wall? And he said, "It's really cool because I think the wall's coming down." And I was so excited. And that year in 1989, the wall came down. And I was in Maryland watching it on TV as Germans scaled the wall and they were on top of the wall singing and they were celebrating their freedom. And at that moment, I knew when people come together from all walks of life and they are unified, we can break down walls, we can break hope, and we, with love and compassion, we can change the world. And at that moment, I knew that I would vow to myself to always fight against oppression, to stand up for my fellow citizen, and for work really hard for humankind. And in January of 2017, I made good on that promise to myself. And I got that same sense of pride and patriotism when I walked with men and women from all over the world at the Women's March. And we stood against oppression and we stood for freedom. And I know that we can break down barriers, we can build hope and build bridges, and we can move on into the future with love and compassion because everyone deserves to live in color.